I'm just thankful to be here, ain't you? Amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me, if you would, this morning to Joshua chapter number 5. Joshua chapter number 5 this morning. We're going to read the end of Joshua chapter number 5 and the first of Joshua chapter number 6. And the Lord is, man, I tell you what, I've been in the book of Joshua, and the Lord has really just laid this on me, and I just want to share with you what He's laid on me. Joshua chapter number 5 and verse number 13. Boy, I'm just glad to be here. I just get tickled to death when I look around this room, and I look around, and there's Brother Hayden holding Samuel over there, and there's Ryder. I don't got a clue where he's at. He's hemmed down back there somewhere. And then you got, there he is. And then you got Grady Barnes back there, you know what I'm saying? And then you got a little Law sitting there. Man, they just, and I mean, they just all over the place, kids. And I tell you what, it just does my, sit down. It just does my heart good. It just does my heart good. I try to be nice around y'all, I promise. I'm telling you. I know y'all don't think we put it on him, but we put it on him pretty well. And he just got thick skin. He's like his mama. He's got thick skin. Amen? I'm just glad to be here. I sure am. And hey, we raise them up in the house of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? We raise them up in the house of the Lord. And I'm thankful that he does have a group around here to raise up with and grow up with that God's going to bless him with there. And I thank God for that. I really do. Joshua chapter number 5. Kaylee, you're Brandy One's going to go back there and get with him, evidently. Joshua chapter number 5 and verse number 13. If you have your Bibles, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Y'all think I'm playing? No, somebody going to get back there with him. I didn't see that. He didn't eyeball me a while ago. Joshua chapter number 5 and verse number 13 in the Bible says, and it came to pass. If you're going to notice in Joshua 5 and 6 and through the book of Joshua, it says, and it's going to come to pass. When you read this book, it says it's going to come to pass. Ain't you thankful that things in your life has came to pass? Man, I'm thankful that things has came to pass that God's set in order. I've prayed for stuff. I thank God that it didn't come through. I thank God that he knew better, you know, because it had been a mess if it had been my way. Joshua 5:13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or art thou for our adversaries? And look what this angel of the Lord said. And he said, nay, or no, I'm not on either side. I'm just here to take over. Ain't you glad when God shows up, he don't care what side you're on. He's just there to take over, and you better get on his side. Can I get an amen? And he said, nay, but I'm a captain of the host of the Lord, and I am come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? You see, Joshua didn't tell God what he wanted to know. Joshua wanted to hear what God wanted him to know. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe for off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the valley and the mighty men of valor. I want to preach on this, that the victory is the Lord's. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you for this house. I thank you for the ones that are in here this morning. I pray for the ones that couldn't come. Lord God, I know we ain't just got people from Lamar County and Marion County, but they come from Fayette County, Monroe County. Lord, they come from all over, Father, and they just couldn't make it today. And Lord, I pray that you bless them. Watch over them. Be with this word today, Father. You knew what was going to be coming. And you knew what we needed. Somebody needs to hear today that the victory is the Lord's today, Father. Somebody in this congregation needs to know that victory's coming their way, and it is of the Lord today, Father. It won't be by their strength, it won't be by their mind, but it'll be by the Spirit of God that they have victory in their life. Father, I love you, I praise you, and I glorify you. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Be with all the special prayer requests today, the ones that's been audible out, Father, meet them needs. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to get right into the text, and I want you to know that the Lord, if you come from Joshua chapter number 2 with Rahab up to Joshua 5 and 6, the Lord has led Joshua and the children of Israel safely across the Jordan. He took back the water, and they went safely across the Jordan. He refreshed them at Gilgal, if you'll remember that. He refreshed them and removed the reproach against them at Gilgal. And now the Lord will give them victory at Jericho. Jericho, the children of Israel believed the Lord that they received safety, they received a refreshing, and they was going to receive a victory. Folks, when we truly believe the Lord, when you truly believe God, and you don't believe in what you can do, but you believe in what God can do, we too will receive that safety that the children of Israel received. We will be in that safety. We will receive a refreshing. But this morning, I want you to know you will receive a victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter number 20, in verse number 4, leading up to the text, "For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." You say, "Preacher, what will that do when the Lord is fighting your battles for you?" Number one, discouragement will flee when the Lord is with you. When the Lord is on your side and you know that the Lord is right there with you, discouragement will flee. Can I say to you, depression will flee when you know that the Lord is on your side. But not only discouragement and depression, but defeat will flee when the Lord is on your side. There's no way that the children of Israel would defeat Jericho if God had not given it to them. I want you to look at this in verse number 2. Here is the very key moment that you need to get. And this is my point number 1, is that the Lord had given them Jericho. Before they ever went to battle, before they ever marched around the city, before they ever done anything, the Lord told Joshua in verse number 2, because Joshua inquired of the Lord, "What will you have your servant to hear? What do you want me to know?" God is talking to somebody this morning, and I believe he's speaking to my spirit and your spirit that the victory is of the Lord. Amen? And look what he said. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho." So number 1, the Lord had given them Jericho. And I want to break this down. How did they get victory from Jericho? How did they get victory over this? All they had to do, get this, is this not our Christian life? All they had to do was march around the city and remain silent. All they had to do at Jericho was to march around the city and keep silent. When they marched around that city, the priest would be there. And when they marched around that city, the priest would blow the horn. And when he'd blow that horn, they'd march around that city. Said it would take about 2 hours to march around Jericho. And they would march around Jericho, and they would go around Jericho on day number 1. And they would do that for 6 days. They'd go around that for 6 days, and they'd march around Jericho. And every day, they'd go around it one time. But on the 7th day, I want you to get this. On the 7th day, and you have heard this, and I've heard this, on the 7th day, they'd go around Jericho 7 times. On that 7th day, they'd go around Jericho 7 times, and the priest would blow the trumpet, and then the people would shout. And when they shouted, the walls would fall. That sounds so simple, but it's very hard. You say how easy that victory was. How easy that victory was. I want to show you something. If you want God to have victory in your life, and you want to say, "God has done everything in my life," I want to show you a few things that takes place. It sounds simple, but it's very hard. Can you imagine what kind of faith that took and what it looked like to do what God had called them to do? To just walk and remain silent. I want to give you this. Number 1, I want you to look at the people that walked. I want you to look at the people that walked around Jericho. If you'll turn with me to Joshua chapter number 4 and verse number 13, the Bible says, "I know there was over 600,000 Israelites that was able to march, but God had sent 40,000, and they was going to march around Jericho." And here's what he said in Joshua chapter number 4, and if you will look with me in verse number 13, and he said, "About 40,000 prepared for war, they passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho." About 40,000 people was going to march around Jericho. You say, "Preacher, what a defeat that is. Or what kind of army is that?" Can you imagine 40,000 people that are going to walk together? Can you imagine 40,000 people that are going to get along and they're going to let God have the lead? I want you to know that together in one accord is the main thing in the text. Folks at this church, if God is ever going to get victory, it'll be because we're all in one accord and one in one mind and one spirit and letting God get the lead in our life. Friends, I want you to know in the book of Amos chapter number 3 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" No, they can't. You say, "Well, we can agree to disagree." No, you can't. Friends, I want you to know you've got to agree on the same thing, and that is this, that the Lord is in control. Can I get an amen? That God is on the throne. That Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that the Holy Spirit comes to live inside a believer, and that God's going to get all the glory. 40,000 people got ready and they marched around Jericho. Friends, I want you to know, when you get a burden in your life, if you'll share it with one another, I've got good news, and Jericho walls will fall in your life. Amen. He said that the people that walked, 40,000 people, was going to walk around this Jericho, and they didn't even get on top of one another. Can you believe that? Let me give you this. Not only the people that walked, but I want you to look at the path they walked. Not only the people that walked, but I want you to look at the path they walked. You say, well, they just took off at any time of the day, did what they want to. Oh, no, you got to do it God's way. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You got to do it God's way. If you want victory in Jesus and you want the Lord to have victory in your life and you be victorious, you got to do it God's way. They just couldn't take off and do it any way they wanted to. Look what he says, if you will, in verse number 4. And here's what the Lord told him. He said, and 7 priests shall bear forth the ark, 7 trumps of ram's horns, and the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumps. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend upon every man straight before him. I say to you that not only they was given Jericho, they had certain people that was going to walk, but they had a certain path that they had to walk. Folks, we have a path we have to walk as well. And we're only going to be blessed if you're on that walk. If you're on that path, is how you're going to be blessed. I say to you, it was a chosen path. God chose this path for them. If it was anybody else, you say, go in there and destroy them. Get it over with. But God said, no, I want you to walk around it. I want you to march around it. I just want you to march around and do what I've called you to do. You say, preacher, what does that show? That showed it was of God and not of man. Can I get an amen? There are some things we're trying to defeat with our tongue. If we just shut up and sit down and let God have it, He'd defeat it in our life. We keep more stirred up than we do cut down because we try to run their mouth. I want you to know they didn't run their mouth. They got on the path that God called them to get on, and they walked that path. Can I get an amen? It was a chosen path, but also it was a correct path. He didn't say 20,000 go this way, 20,000 go that way. You do what you want to do, I'll do what I want to do, and just go. With this storm coming in, I have all my deacons on a text. I didn't say we're just going to have church. One deacon just didn't say we was going to have church. What did we do? We come together as a body of a deacon body and the pastor, and we made a decision what would be right for you and correct for you. Your best interest was at hand when we made that decision. Why? Because if you got one man making all the calls and all the shots, he's a dictator. And you don't want that. You know what he did? He went to the Lord. He said, Lord, what do you want us to do? And the Lord said, I want you to get on the chosen path. And I want you to get on the correct path. I want you to walk that path correctly because that path is crucial. Let me tell you, the path that you're on is crucial in your life right now. Right now, the path that you're on is crucial in your life. You said, preacher, do you think it's crucial? You get off of it, you're in trouble. You get off that path, you're in trouble. If they would have done anything opposite of what God had told them to do, Jericho would have never failed and they'd never won that battle. But because they marched the way God told them to march and they did what God told them to do, they had victory in their life. You say, how do you know it's crucial, preacher? Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians 14:40. Man, I love this. I love hearing it. You say, that's Old Testament. Man, Bible's Bible. You can go to the maps, you can go to the concordance, you can go to the index, you can preach it all. It's all good, amen? 1 Corinthians 14:40, though, let me show you this. And this is what gets me just excited and what God has called him to do. He's the same God there with Joshua as he is here today with us. And he said, this path that you're on is crucial. I see the people that walk. I see the path that they walk and how crucial it is. 1 Corinthians 14:40, the Bible says, let all things be done decently and in order. You go to the house of God and it ain't nothing but confusion, or you get if God gives you a command and it's confused and you don't know, it ain't of God. He's not the author of confusion. If there's confusion all around you, get away from it because God ain't in the middle of it. He don't leave his people confused. He gives us direct orders. Because in 1 Corinthians 14:33, right where you're at, look what he says here. For God is not the author of confusion. He ain't going to cause confusion. He's not going to cause chaos. What does he do in a believer's life? He gets you on the right path. He gets you on the chosen path, the correct path, because he knows the path that you walk is crucial, and he gives you all the instructions, all the directions that you need, and all you have to do is walk it. But guess what? It's hard to walk it. It's hard to walk it. If it wasn't hard to walk it, there wouldn't be so many people off of it. Let me show you this. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of these saints. Let's go back to the text. Man, I just want to tell you this morning. Not only I see the people that walked, I don't only see the path they walked, but I see the patience they walked with. The patience they walked with. And is that not something that we all need, a little bit more patience? Say, don't pray for patience. I need all I can get. Amen. I know he's got to teach you patience, but I need all I can get. Look with me in verse. Now, he's told him. He said, I want you to walk. I want you to walk. Eric Caruth, I want you to walk. And I want you to go around this thing the first day one time, and I want you to be quiet. I want you to do it two times, three times, four times, five times, six times. And on the seventh day, I want you to go around Jericho seven times. And every day, they're going to blow the trump. Every day, they're going to blow that trump. They're going to know victory's coming, but they're not going to believe it. And I want you to keep walking. Have you ever done something, people say, boy, they crazy. Boy, they crazy. Just keep walking, amen? But on that seventh day, what you're going to do, you ain't said nothing this whole time. And on this seventh day, you're going to march it seven times, the priest's going to blow the trump, and then you're going to shout, and the wall's going to fall. Who believes that? I believe it 100%. But you know what's hard? To have patience when you're walking and keeping your mouth shut. Hello? Everybody wants to... I tell you what I'd do. No, not if you're going to do it God's way. You can't tell me what you'd do. You got to tell me what God told you to do. He said, I want you to march around that thing, and on the seventh day, I want you to shout, and the walls are going to fall. Can you imagine, if you look with me in verse number 10, what all happened, what all took place? Said that the enemy looked down and they seen exactly what was going on. Look with me in verse number 10, if you will. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise. You can't even make a whimper. You can't even make a whimper. Nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any sword proceed out of your mouth, any word, until the day I bid you shout. Then you shall shout. Can I say to you, the trail that they were walking had done got wore down. You take 40,000 people and you let them walk in the same direction, you're going to be able to tell where they was at. Folks, today, if we just walk the way God's called us to do, somebody ought to be able to get in our trail and follow us. If we walk the way God has called us to walk and do what God has taught us to do, they ought to be get right behind us, and we ought to be able to lead them to Jesus. They ought to be able to get right behind us and us lead them to the Lord. There's sometimes in your life you ought not have to say a word. Your actions should speak louder than your words. My wife don't have to say a word. When I preach and I say something ain't right, and I want to glance over at her, and she gives me that, you know, I know I've done said something. I'm trying to backtrack when I keep on preaching. Why? Because you ought to have somebody hold you accountable. Let me give you this. Not only the trail while walking, but I want you to look at the temptation while walking. Can you imagine all them in Jericho looking at them as they marched around through there? And the words they were hollering at them, the words they were screaming at them. What are y'all doing? You can't win it that way. If somebody hollers at you, Austin Laws, and they start calling you names, what are you going to do? You're going to retaliate. I am too. I'm going to retaliate back. But they couldn't to get victory. Folks, no matter what's going on in your life, to keep your mouth closed sometimes does the best you could ever do. The first thing old Satan wants us to do is let go of that tongue that we cannot bridle, that we cannot get a hold of, that we cannot stop, and he wants us to run our mouth. But he said, if you want victory, you're going to have to do it this way. If you want Jericho, you're going to have to be quiet, and you're going to have patience. Let me give you this. Not only the trials that while they were walking, the temptation while they were walking, but also the trouble that come while they were walking. As many of us walk, even though we got temptation and even though we got trouble. Trouble can't keep you from walking. You got to keep walking. The length of the walk can't keep you from walking. You got to keep walking. The trials in your life can't keep you from walking. You got to keep walking. The children of Israel walked the path with patience, and because the Lord had given them Jericho, we too can walk the path with patience. You say, preacher, how can I walk this walk? How can I do what God, how can I get victory in my life? I feel like I've got no victory. I feel like I live in defeat, and I'm not winning any battles. I'm not going under, but I ain't winning. You ever been there? I'm not going under, but I ain't winning. I don't feel like I'm on the winning side. When God showed me this, I'm going to show you the most important point he showed me in this, and that's in verse number 2, and we'll go to the house. Here's what he said. And the Lord said unto Joshua, the Lord said unto Joshua, the Lord said unto Savannah, the Lord said unto whoever else in this room, the Lord said, I have given you Jericho. The victory's done. Do what I said. And when I read that, God stirred my spirit and he said, Just as he gave them Jericho, he spoke into my spirit and he said, and I have given you Jesus. Quit walking in defeat. The victory is yours. Get Satan out of your mind. Get him off your heart. Get him away from me. The victory is yours. Victory's in Jesus. He said, I have given you Jericho. And the Lord spoke into my spirit. I said, what does that got to do with me? He said, I have given you Jesus. You have won the victory. You have won the victory through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You've won the victory. You're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Today, I want you to know, how am I going to be a winner, preacher? Because he's given you Jesus. He gave them Jericho, and he gave me Jesus. Let me show you this. John 3:16. You say, how do you know he gave you Jesus? Because I asked him, and he gave him to me. Boy, he lives inside of me. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. He said, yeah, but God spoke to them. Yeah, he just gave them Jericho. They didn't have near what we got. He gave us Jesus. Huh? Yeah, but there ain't no but. Why'd they walk their walk? Because God told them to. Why should we walk our walk? Because God told us to. Whew, glory. Philippians 1:6. Being confident. You won't walk this Christian life if you're not confident. The Israelites was confident, Brother Les, that God had told him that. And he said, I'm going to walk that way. I'm going to do what God called me to do. Philippians 1:6, if you take a note, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you, he has begun a good work in me. Ooh, ain't you glad of that? He's begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He gave them Jericho, but he gave me Jesus. There ain't a battle I can't win in my life through Jesus Christ. And you will not win a battle without him. You may win a little bit here and you may win a little bit there and you may look like you're on the winning side, but at the end you will not win. You will lose the battle. And if Jesus is not the author of your faith, he will not be the finisher of your faith. I want him to be my author and I want to finish up with him. I want him to be my author. I want him to start in me and I want to finish up with him. The Bible says in John 15:5, I am the vine. This is Jesus written in red. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Don't never try to be the vine, we're just the branches. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, that means he who stays in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. Why did they win Jericho? Because God gave it to them. It wasn't in their power. He made sure of that because he didn't let them fight. He took it away and he said, just march. Just walk. That's a picture for you and that's a picture for me. All he's called me to do is shut my mouth and walk for him. I don't have to defend him. All I have to do is declare him. He defends himself. I don't have to prove him. He's done proved himself. All I have to do is walk it. What he's called me to do. He saved me. I don't have to prove nobody I'm saved. I ain't got to prove to not one person I'm saved. My walk ought to prove it. My talk ought to prove it. My action ought to prove it. You say, preacher, you're kind of raw sometimes. You know, if you just toned it down just a little. You know, just do something a little different. But you don't know where he's brought me from. You don't know such great a debt that I was in, the sin that I was in, the way I was wrapped up. You don't know where I come from. You don't know the life that I lived, and now that I'm free, who the Son sets free is free indeed, and where much has been forgiven, much is required. And I love that in my life. And I've seen walls after walls after walls that I've tried to win with my mouth, and the Lord said, you're going to fall on your face, and I have, flat on my face. But I've seen them where I've just kept my mouth shut, and I've just walked it, kept walking my walk. One of the things they always ask me when I seen somebody I ain't seen in a while, I said, they asked me that yesterday. I run into a guy named, Hanning. Robert Hanning. Brother Shea, you remember Robert Hanning? Went to school with us, Robert Hanning. Played football with us. Walked into him yesterday at Dollar Tree. I told Brandy she'd get two or three gifts, about all she'd get for a dollar a piece. Amen? Walked into the Dollar Tree there with her, and we was in there, and he walked in. Now, how you been doing? Doing good. Going to church. Yeah. He said, yeah, going to church. Yeah, going to church. He said, you still preaching down there? Every time, Sister Kim, I walk into somebody, the first question they ask me, are you still down there? Why? Because everybody's leaving everywhere. Nobody gets a hold of nothing no more and stays with it. And the first thing they asked me, he said, are you still preaching down there? I said, yeah, yeah. Excited to still be preaching here. Excited to still be here. You ought to be excited to still be here. What a privilege we get to come here. He said, yeah, but I can go anywhere. Yeah, you could go anywhere, but God called you to come here right now. And there's walls in your life that I promise you, Sister Tanya, that's going to fall. Because you got brothers and sisters going to be praying. I'm going to walk around them walls with you. You said, preacher, you got to get hand in hand and walk. You ain't got to get hand in hand and walk. Let me tell you what you got to do in prayer. You got to walk with them people. You got to walk with them people and you got to pray. You know how you can walk with them? Because he's given you Jesus. The greatest gift of my life, he has gave me Jesus. And this morning, I just want to ask you, are you confident in what you got in Jesus? I don't believe this church has seen exactly what God wants us to do yet. We're getting prepared for whatever he wants to do. But our whole mindset here that we have had the whole time is, Lord, Brother Jake started when he said it, Lord, just one more. Just add one more to us. Just add just one more to your kingdom, not to us, but to your kingdom. Just one more might be saved. And folks, I want you to know we just keep walking for him, walking for him, walking for him. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep walking for him the rest of my life. I don't know how long I got to live, but I'm going to share this with you before we go. There's proof if you're walking or not. Talk to me, somebody. And I'm going to go back to something that you don't want to hear, but you're going to hear it if you keep going to this church, and I'm your pastor because I got off of it, but I'm getting back on it. September rolled around. I went to the heart doctor. I was 217 pounds. All my levels was perfect, clean as you could see. My mindset was I can let up just a little. About that much I can let up. We read the little old book and it said you can have beef one time a week. You can eat a hamburger one time a week. You can eat meat one time a week. You can get a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Not this much. This much you know you're making a mess. But you can just get just a little bit, Sister Kathy. Just a little bit, okay? You know what I'm saying? About like Brother Tony, you know, you can't take that much of him. I mean, just a little bit. You can have a little bit of Brother Tony. Now, you can't have all of him all the time. Oh, he get on you now. So just a little bit. Preacher, what'd you do? I ate a hamburger on this day, and then if I went by a drive-thru, I'd slip in and get me another. And then I'd slip in, I'd grab me another. Then before I know it, 4 days, I've done 8 hamburgers. I went to the doctor. Kaylee and Ryder sat in the truck, and I walked in. Notice I walked in. I went in there, and she said, are you still walking? Not like I was. Are you eating things that you ain't supposed to be eating? I wasn't doing like I was. You know, we won't tell the truth. You know, we just go, I want to know where she's bringing me into, you know? And she sticks that needle in that arm, and she pulls that thing out, and she said, in 5 minutes, we'll know. And I thought, oh, goodness gracious life. She said, and by the way, when you was here, you was at 217. Now you're at 235. I said, 18 pounds? I said, I got my billfold in my pocket. She said, I ain't got nothing to do with billfold. Well, I got on different shoes. Different shoes. And she said, no. Ain't got nothing to do with your shoes. I was guilty. I quit walking. I'd walk a little bit, but I wasn't walking consistent. I wasn't walking every day like I did before, and it showed up in my blood. It showed up in my blood that I wasn't walking the way I was walking. And when she poured it back on my cholesterol, she said, uh-oh. And I said, what? She said, we got to put you on another pill, and if it ain't better by March, we're going to put you on another pill. I said, I don't want to take another pill. She said, well, quit eating. Quit putting in things you don't need. She said, preacher, I come here every Sunday, and all you do is preach, 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 preach. I'll preach, 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 preach until he calls me home because we all got things in our life that we don't need there. And there's going to come a day he's going to draw that blood on you and he's going to draw your blood. And you're going to give account for everything. And I know the blood of Jesus washes all of our sins away. I know that. I know that. I know that. But it hinders our walk here. The sin that's in your life hinders your walk here. Hinders you walk here. I said, preacher, what'd you do? Just get mad? No, went and bought me a treadmill, stuck it in the shed. Cut back on my eating already. Why? Because I want to get back to where I was. I'm talking to somebody in here this morning, you ain't had a victory in your life in a long time. God ain't gave you a victory. You can say, yeah, that was the Lord. And this morning, you need to be able to walk out of this place and say, I've got a mindset that I'm fixing to have me a victory in the name of Jesus. He's going to win a battle in my life, and I'm getting back on that straight and narrow walk. I'm getting back where I need to walk. I'm going to watch what I allow to come into my TV screen. I'm going to watch what I allow to come to my phone. I'm going to allow what I let come into my ears, and I'm going to be an account of what I do. You say, preacher, what will it do? Walls will start falling in your life if you'll let God have his way in your life. Sisters and nieces, y'all come this morning. I want to ask you a question. When's the last time you had a victory in your life? When's the last time you seen them walls fall in your life? When's the last time you seen them just fall down? And God got all the glory. God got all the glory. September, I thought I could let up. Brother Austin, September, I said, I'm good. It ain't gonna catch me that quick. I'd get on them in November, and I was about 4 or 5 pounds heavy. And I said, oh, I'll get that off before I know it. I done got. Is that not what sin does? Just a little, just a little bit. That ain't going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. Just a little bit ain't going to hurt a thing. Then before you know it, you full blown. You look at me on the outside, you say, well, you look healthy, preacher. And that's what everybody said. You looking healthy. Them scales don't lie. That blood don't lie. And what's inside of a man doesn't lie. Where are you at this morning with Jesus? Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Father, I lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that the cold weather's coming in more. I know that it's wet outside, and I pray to God that it never gets dry in here. Lord, I want it to be saturated with the Holy Ghost every time we come into this place. Lord, I don't want to take a day off from studying your word, preaching your word, living your word, Father, the way that you'd have me to do. Father, them Israelites did not complain that they had to do it for 7 days straight. Lord God, they were thankful for that, that you was going to give them the victory. Lord, salvation ain't something that you walk one day and never walk it again. It's every day of our life we walk it for you. Father, whoever needs a victory this morning, I pray they come to this altar. Let some of us gather around, pray for them that the victory would be in Jesus Christ this morning. Father, I thank you that you gave them Jericho, and I'm thankful that you gave us Jesus. Father, I love you and I praise you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, amen. Ask